led by Lucifer, their motto was, I like the Latin, non serviam, I will not serve. And that's the future tense. I will not serve, not just now, but for the future. I have a free will. I will do what I want. And the moment the angels, following their leader, Lucifer, the moment with him, they declared, we will not serve, hell came into existence. That is why I use with such safe theological backing. Hell is doing our own will. That's what hell on earth is. People by persons doing their own will. After all the retreat conferences are given, after all the books, in all the libraries of the world are read, in one simple declarative sentence, our purpose in life is with a mind to know what God wants, and then with a will to choose what he wants, no matter what price that will mean for my will. That's all karma. That's all life is about. How we need, how constantly we need the gift of fortitude to resist. That's why, as I said, the linguistic source of fortitude, FRT, in the science of linguistics, corresponds to strength in resisting an enemy. We are to be living fortresses. And this means resisting, as we've said, the blandishment of the sinful conduct of those whom we know and even those whom we may deeply love. Resisting the seductions of our own fallen human nature, but with resounding emphasis, resisting the temptations of the evil spirit, and in one simple declarative sentence, all the temptations of the evil spirit are the urges to do our own will. The will of God, to the contrary, notwithstanding. Having said so much, let me now give you the Church's standard definition of the gift of fortitude. The gift of fortitude is a supernatural inclination which enables the will to do great things for God with joy, without fear and in spite of all obstacles. Period. And he repeats, the gift of fortitude is a supernatural inclination which enables us to will, or enables the will, to do great things for God with joy, without fear, and in spite of all obstacles. Over the years in teaching theology, I've spent days of class in explaining his one long sentence definition of the gift of fortitude. Notice, it is a supernatural inclination. What is our natural inclination? To do whose will? As your mothers know, oh, how much I've learned from mothers over the years. I've asked them, have you found that your children show their wills before they reach the age of reason? Oh, you better believe it. I think I should say this. Mothers have had already several children before. They're now carrying a child in their womb. They've told me, Father, this baby I'm carrying, what a strong will. We need the gift of fortitude, the supernatural. Oh, never has the prefix super been more important than here. Because naturally, we have the inclination, I repeat, long before we've reached the age of reason, want to do what we want. Pardon me, I hope you've heard this before. And we'll hear it at least once more before you reach eternity. You don't have to use your reason to use your will. Did you know that? It's a spontaneous, instinctive drive in our human nature to do our own wills. How we need this super long pause, natural gift of fortitude, which, and as a gift, if you remember, is the inclination, the urge, the instinct which enables us to will, or enables the will to do and hear it, great things for God. How we need courageous Catholics today. They don't even have an ordinary word in English that corresponds as an adjective to the noun fortitude. But we do have an adjective corresponding to the noun courage. Courageous. Whatever the Church needs today, dear Lord, she needs courageous Catholics. where the gift of fortitude, beginning with courageous bishops, courageous priests, courageous fathers and mothers, courageous teenagers, fathers in the faculty of a state university, by law, 50% of the students at state universities, the law is still in effect, must be women. There were 2,000 students in my 5 years of teaching at the university. And how many fresh women came to tell me, "Father, it is very hard to preserve your virginity beyond the first semester of your freshman year." How we need courageous people and courageous as an adjective corresponds to the noun fortitude. To not just do God's will. I hope I'm talking to the right audience. To do great things for God. If there is one word that I trust our Lord is inspiring you to recognize, one word as the fruit of this retreat, it is a word more, to do more for God than you've ever done before in your lives. Do you hear me? And this, how sadly well I know, this is where people living in sin, what I call the agents of the evil spirit, oh, how ambitious they are. Now, I use the word, how courageous they are in doing evil. How fearless they are in seducing others to sin. And we our hands are afraid even to speak up. As I've said, I'm sure more than once, by my third semester at the State University, a faculty of 7 professors in the department called a special meeting. So we have a meeting. And I asked, "What's this meeting all about?" And the head of the department says, "It's all about you, Hardin." By the third semester, I had most of the students in the department. I just told the students, "Well, what is right and what is wrong?" I told them the truth. And our nation is starving for the truth. We have the truth. As believing Catholics, in the name of God, let us have the courage, the fortitude, to live this truth, proclaim it, and not be afraid of anyone. Of course, we proclaim the truth wisely. We proclaim it, shall I say, shrewdly. And look it up in your dictionary. Not all dictionaries have it. But the big dictionaries define the word Jesuitical. Jesuitical is defined as clever, as shrewd, as cunning, as intriguing. There's nothing wrong with being cunning. How do you know? Because Christ told us, remember, to be as simple as doves, who can finish the sentence, as wise as serpents. My dear ladies in Christ, how we need to do great things for God. There must be a counter-Catholic feminist movement in the church. Do you hear me? And notice what we said. Fortitude is the gift enables us to will, or the will to choose, to do great things for God with joy, and without fear, in spite of all obstacles. I think, am I correct, we began this meditation at 8:45. Am I correct? And the clock says 8:44. Lord Jesus, you sent us the Holy Spirit to give us the gift of fortitude. How we need the courage of martyrs, witnessing to your will in a world that is adoring their own human self-will. And not be afraid, dear Jesus, of the consequences. Because, dear Lord, you are the strength of our wills. It is your Spirit that we received when we were baptized. The increase of your Spirit we received when we were confirmed. It is your Spirit that is giving us the courage to profess you even to death here on earth, especially, dear Lord, to death of our own self-will, because we love you, our God, with all our hearts. Amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Am I correct? Our next meditation is